This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Pittsfield Township is discussing plans for a first-of-its-kind in Michigan solar canopy. It would help power the township hall, it would provide a new shelter for the township's farmers market, and serve as a carport. That's just one of the environmental initiatives underway or in the planning stages in the township. Joining us now is Mandy Graywall, and Mandy is Pittsfield Township Supervisor and our guest on this week's installment of Issues of the Environment. Good morning. Now, we've had you on the news a lot, but this is the first time we've had you in studio. Very nice to see you.
Very nice to be here, David. Thank you for having me.
Well, what is under consideration is very exciting to me anyway. It's a 540-panel, 150-kilowatt system that would offset the township hall's energy usage by 70% and apparently pay itself off in around 12 years. Can you kind of paint a word picture to describe what this installation might look like in Pittsfield Township?
I think it's going to visually portray the aesthetics and the commitments that Pittsfield Township has had in the last 5 to 6 years with regard to sustainability.
What all could this installation power in Pittsfield Township?
So the beauty of the system is that it runs parallel with the traditional DTE grid. So the proposition right now is for the solar power to become the default source of power in Power Township Hall. And in situations when we don't have the solar power, then the DTE traditional grid will take over.
So there will always be consistent energy and it will always be able to serve its function.
That's correct.
Now, this includes carports, and I don't know if anybody's seen the pictures on internet. There are carports around the country that have these major solar installations on top and tends to power the whole thing. Is that what we're kind of looking at?
This is more of a curvilinear approach, again, sort of piggybacking on the commitment that Pittsfield Township has to create visually appealing public spaces. We've kickstarted our public art program, and what this does is piggyback from that and create a public space that is not just functional, but as well visually appealing. Like I said, it does have more of a curvilinear space to it so that it can accommodate, like you said, not just the farmer's market, but we're hoping to attract and host additional public gathering events, music programs, as well. The township is expanding its transit services, and we are going to be linking Township Hall to transit services. So the hope is if folks want to use our east parking lot, which is where the solar canopies are going to be, as a park and ride location, they can do that as well.
It's going to serve a lot of environmental functions.
Absolutely. That's the hope.
Now, the solar energy company, Srenergy, comes out of Novi, and it made its pitch to the Township Board of Trustees, kind of an educational working session presentation. What was your sense of the board's reaction? Are they taking to the idea?
If I would venture to guess, I would say yes. For the most part, folks were very intrigued by it. There is a commitment by the board to reduce our carbon footprint. And again, like I said, the township has a very strong overall commitment to sustainability, and this project very much fits into that approach.
As long as you brought that up, how would it reduce the carbon footprint of Pittsfield Township? How much carbon dioxide could it take out of the air?
I don't have the particulars in terms of the data on that, but I do know that the way the township has been approaching sustainability is from a very multi-layered approach. In fact, Pittsfield Township is in the running to receive a Sustainability Communities Award by SEMCOG in 2014. I think our approach, like I said, is very multi-layered. And one of the ways we're looking at it is to use Township Hall as a demonstration space to put in things like the solar canopies. The rain garden is another project that we completed in 2012. We got a federal EECBG grant as well, where we retrofitted our light fixtures and put in some new blinds, those sort of things in Township Hall. So this is just a continuation of that.
It's going to become a focal point and a gathering point for the community.
Exactly. And again, like I said, a demonstration. So hopefully folks will see ways to replicate and repeat that behavior at a more micro level as well.
As proposed, the solar installation would cost roughly $635,000. Where's that money going to come from?
It's probably going to be from multiple sources. Pittsfield Township has both a general fund as well as a number of special funds, including a building fund, utility fund, and we're probably going to be drawing from each one of those three. There's no specific numbers that I have at this time. I'm working with staff to put a proposal together that I will take to the board, hopefully into the first quarter of next year.
And upon approval, how long would it take to fully install?
Strynergy at this time is guesstimating that once we have the green light from the board, if we get the green light from the board, that they're hoping to still make this a 2015 project.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Our guest this morning is Pittsfield Township Supervisor Mandy Graywall. Now, this would just be a supplement, as you have pointed out, to other green initiatives already underway in Pittsfield Township. Among them, $1 million greenway for non-motorized vehicles. Where are we in that process?
So installation of greenways is definitely sort of part of, again, our sustainability approach, which is couched within our commitment to establishing a robust multimodal transportation network. To that end, we've installed, since 2009, about 5 miles of 10-foot-wide greenways. The latest one is in the process of being installed. That's the second phase of the Lower Textile Greenway. That is about, a $2 million project for which we got $1.3 million in grant funding, and then we got additional county and state funding as well for it. Which will likely be completed into the first quarter of next year. We've installed multiple miles of sidewalks and bike lanes. And, of course, like I mentioned as well, have expanded our transit services in Pittsfield Township that folks will start to see in 2015, the services being provided, including an express service on State Street. Like I said, Township Hall is going to be connected via what's called the P route on Platte Road. We have another service that's going to, it's called the Big Box route that will connect Walmart off of Michigan to the Myers on Carpenter. So we're really very committed to establishing multimodality in Pittsfield Township.
And with that, many other places to stop, some new parks in the works too.
Yes, we've had donations from the community, and we're leveraging those to increase accessibility to parks and recreational amenities. And fortunately, these are for the most part going to be connected also by sidewalks and greenways and bike lanes. And I think we're really focusing on making Pittsfield Township a place to live, work, and recreate in. We've done a lot in this year as well with our county partners, the Natural Area Preservation Program is one that's been a very long-standing program here in the county, but they'd never had a space in Pittsfield Township, and they finally acquired a couple of parcels in Pittsfield Township that abut up to the 50-acre Pittsfield Preserve. So that's been very gratifying to see sort of an expansion and preservation of our green spaces. We've also partnered with the Ann Arbor Green Belt again to put conservation easements on some of our green spaces in the center and south of the township. And very much piggybacking again on the commitment that the township has to make our agricultural spaces not just preserved but also economically viable. So again, sort of really playing off of this commitment of sustainability.
If you add all of the elements together that you and I have been discussing this morning, then what we're talking about is building for a different vision of Pittsfield Township in the future. Is there an expressed desire to plan with greater density in mind to keep and preserve all of the things we've discussed? What do you envision the township looking like in the decades to come?
Well, that visioning process was really kickstarted through the master planning process that we took on in 2009. It was about a two-year-long process that culminated in the adoption of the current master plan in 2011. And what I believe that master plan does is strike a sort of a very fine and good balance between preservation and nodal development. And that's exactly right, David, that's saying that we are going to concentrate our development with the nodes that are already developed to a certain extent. Maybe we can develop them with greater density, create connections from those nodes to our livable spaces and recreational spaces so that we have a lot of our green spaces that are either preserved or used for ag.
Community is about 35,000 residents at this point. That's about right, right?
About right, yeah.
Where do you expect that to go in the decades to come?
You know, Pittsfield Township has traditionally faced development pressures. That's no secret. I think especially in the last 2 to 3 decades, we've seen an explosion in the development in residential and retail, especially in Pittsfield Township. And I think the vision that we've put forward for the township moving forward is one where when we do see that growth and development happen, that it is done in a thoughtful manner, in a way that we create a community that is very vibrant and cross-connected. provides for a space for each of our various demographics.
You know, Pittsfield Township is moving toward a greener future, and it's going to be interesting to watch all of it unfold. We're certainly looking forward to following along the process with the solar installation and seeing it win approval in the first quarter of next year. Thank you so much for your time, Mandy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
That is Pittsfield Township Supervisor Mandy Graywall. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It's heard only on 89.1 WEMU.